ओम शांति। 30th March 2019 सैटरडे। द ब्लेसिंग, मे यू हैव गुड विशेस एंड प्योर फीलिंग एंड मेक द फादर्स संस्कार्स योर ओरिजिनल संस्कार्स। मे यू हैव गुड विशेस एंड प्योर फीलिंग्स एंड मेक द फादर्स संस्कार्स योर ओरिजिनल संस्कार्स। Even now, some children have various sanskars of feeling upset, of stepping aside, of speaking and listening to others. They say of them, what can I do? These are my sanskars. This word, my, makes you slack in your efforts. It's something that belongs to Ravan, not you. However, whatever are the father's sanskar, are the original sanskars of Brahmins. Those sanskars are of being a world benefactor and of having pure thoughts for others. Be one who has good wishes and pure feelings for all. Baba is talking about different sanskars. Many children have various sanskars. First, getting upset. Second, stepping away. And third, paradarshan, parachintan, speaking and listening to others. So these are some of the sanskars Baba is describing. The first is getting upset at every small thing. The mood keeps on changing. There is fluctuation in the mood all the time. And person is at the mercy of others. His mood is being controlled by others. So every small thing makes him upset. So Baba is talking about this sanskar. Spiritual life means constant and stable mood. If the graph of mood is going up and down like this, there would be wave of sorrow and there would be wave of suffering and then sometimes the wave of happiness. But stable and constant thing won't be there. Spirituality means one remains stable. If even in the face of defeats, one is not overjoyed with victory, one doesn't lose his control when there are favorable situations. So whatever are the situations, whether they are favorable or unfavorable, whether they are good or bad, whether they are adverse or the worst, person remains stable. This stability is the goal of spiritual life. If we analyze the graph of our mood throughout the day, we would come to the conclusion that probably we are not acres, we are not constant and stable throughout the day, because there are 100 things coming and disrupting our moods. So, and then when asked, they say, it is my sanskar, what should I do? It is my nature, it's my habit. I am like this only from long time. Or they will blame situations, they will pin the blame on situations. So, getting upset, getting disturbed, getting unhappy, mood swings, suffering from mood swings. So this is not Brahmin Sanskar. The second is stepping aside, stepping away. If one doesn't like somebody, he develops hatred for that person and tries methods to avoid that person. Or when you don't like a particular seva, probably your involvement is, or your opinions and suggestions were declined. You don't feel like to participate in that seva anymore. Probably you wanted to be the leader or the group leader of that seva, and somebody else is made that. So one loses interest in that seva. If your ideas are not accepted, then one develops disinterest in that particular seva. So this stepping away, because behind the stepping away, there is a hidden anger. There is a feeling of revenge. Suddenly somebody stops visiting center. There has to be a strong negative impulse. Without that, such a thing is not possible. There has to be something which has gone very deep. Some waves of negativity. And then one takes up the decision to step away, to go away. And on the surface, gives different excuses. So, stepping away. And somebody says, this is my sanskar, what I should do? And third, seeing others and talking about others. Parachintan and Paradarshan. All the time one is busy. And four things. Quotation. Question, correction and criticism. This has come in one Murli. Quotation means you keep on quoting others. I do this because others also doing that. I do this because seniors are doing that. I do that because I have seen many Brahmins doing it. So one starts quoting. Not only that, one also starts quoting the father. Baba, you only said this in particular Murli. For example, Baba might have said for those who are in the military services that they can eat bread, outside bread, when there are difficult situations. But this can be used. Person is retired from military services and now he uses the same word, such statement that I can use because Baba has said. So this is wrong quotation. Quoting seniors to your advantage. Second is questioning. Questioning things. The mind is filled with 100 questions. There are questions about everything. There are doubts about everything. There is suspicion about everything. And there is no end to any question. Even if one asks the question, he is least interested in answer. He is more interested in asking the question. Because answers we know. And they are the same, commonplace. So one is not interested in answers. One is interested more in asking questions. Because when you ask questions, suppose Dadi is conducting a class and you ask question, your importance has gone up. That means you are very attentive and you are listening and there is something going on. So some people even ask questions for that reason. If there is a real question, that's a different thing. But question can become a means of showing off. So questions are asked not because one wants to know the answer, questions are asked as a part of exhibition. So questioning oneself, questioning Baba, questioning others, or questioning rules and regulations of yajna, and questioning everything and everyone, judging each and everyone, finding faults in things, in sevas, and then correction, correcting others. Dadi Janaki says, if you want to create enemies in this yajna, start correcting others. You will have enemies galore, multiple enemies. If you want, go and start giving corrections. Go and start telling people that you are sleeping during Amrit Vela. Go and start telling others that today the point which has come in Murli, it is especially for you. This blessing, the moment I was hearing this blessing, I remembered you, because it was for you. Correction and then criticism, criticizing everything, everyone, without understanding the other person's perspective and point of view. So this is all about Parachintan and Pardarshan, the four types of Maya. Quotation, questions, corrections and criticism. Now, Baba is saying, these are the three sanskars. Getting upset. Second, stepping away. And third, Parachintan, thinking about others, speaking about others. They say of them, what can I do? These are my sanskars. These are my sanskars. Baba says, the very word my makes you slack in your efforts. This is the moment you say my. The moment you say this is my sanskars, you become slack in efforts. It is something that belongs to Ravan, not you. These are the things belongs to Ravan. These things belong to Ravan. These goods belong to Ravan. This merchandise belong to Ravan, not to you. So give his things back to him. You know, there was an Indian independence struggle, freedom struggle. There was one movement which was started. It was known as Swadeshi movement. What they did in that, whatever British products were there, whatever British goods were there, what they did? They put in the bonfire, because these are not our products. It's also known as Vande Mataram movement. It started, I think, in 1905, when the Lord Curzon divided Bengal. So that was the point. It has got various five phases, this movement. Ideally, it was, this is one movement which is a pre-Gandhian freedom struggle movement. It was started even before Gandhi, and there was one Sikh person, Baba Ram Singh. Actually, the credit of starting this goes to this man, because he started boycotting all the British goods. And this is the movement which is known as Swadeshi movement, and later on taken up by many people who came before Gandhi. And during the Gandhian period, this became a very important freedom struggle movement. And Mahatma Gandhi called it the soul of Swaraj is Swadeshi. So this Swadeshi movement means burning all the British products. And that has got a very important role in our Indian freedom struggle. So burning means these are not our products. Burning means we will not use this. We will use only which is made in India. Only and only which is Swadeshi. Whatever that is Videshi, whatever that is British. Goods, products, merchandise, things, clothes, at various places, they organized bonfire, and there they put all those British things. So something like that we have to do here. Baba is saying, when you say it is my sanskar, this is not yours. First reject it, it is not mine. It is Videshi, it is boycott the all the foreign products. Create the bonfire and put into that and burn those foreign products which are not yours. Burn those foreign sanskars which are not yours. Your original sanskar is not this. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, this is the bhatti. This is the bhatti which Baba has organized, arranged. This is the furnace of love. This is the furnace of remembrance. So create a bonfire, an invisible bonfire, and put all those sanskar into that bonfire, which are not ours. And one of them is getting upset. One of them is getting, stepping away. One of them is thinking about others. Parachintan. Parachintan has got negative connotation. It doesn't mean positive thing. While in English we translate it as thinking of others. But thinking of others doesn't mean that we are thinking for their welfare. Thinking of others is actually the translation of Parachintan, which has got a very strong negative nuances. So, negative thinking, that's a part of Parachintan. So Baba says, deny these sanskars. These are not yours. Your sanskars are the original and the eternal sanskar, Adi and Adi. Those are your sanskar, not these sanskars which have come to you from corporate. Because these all sanskars are based on a very strong sense of body consciousness. So, they say of them, what can I do? These are my sanskar. The word my makes you slack. It makes you inattentive. It makes you to have that lazy attitude, lackadaisical attitude in your efforts. It's something that belongs to Ravan, not you. However, there's a very strong and beautiful statement here. Whatever are the father's sanskars are the original sanskars of Brahmins. Whatever are his sanskars, whatever are father's sanskars, these are children's sanskars. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba had said at one place, just as I am the ocean of knowledge, you are also the ocean of knowledge. You are no less. So whatever are the father's sanskar, these are also your sanskars. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said at one place, Baba gives sakash to each and every child. Baba gives sakash. Baba gives searchlight. Baba gives current. Baba gives light. These are the four different words used at different places. Baba gives sakash to each and every child. Baba gives searchlight to each and every child. Baba gives current. But if your battery is charged, then only you can get the current. The charging and discharging of battery. If you get light from Baba, so just as Baba does this, it's also our job to give searchlight to each and every soul of this planet Earth. To give sakash to each and every soul of this planet Earth. To give current to each and every soul. Not a single soul should be missed. At Amrit Vela, immerse the entire globe and give sakash to each and every soul. Because souls are powerless. Because souls are weak. They are very, very feeble. They don't have the power. And they are drowned in suffering. And they are so sorrowful. And there are suppressed emotions in them. suffering from self-victimization, suffering from strong sense of guilt consciousness. So when souls are sick, spiritual poverty they are suffering from, it's our job to fill them, to enlighten them, to give them power, to give them courage. Recently there was a Murli last Sunday where Baba said, give them eye because they are blind. Give them leg because they cannot walk. Give them wings because they cannot fly. They are beggars, give them treasure. They are sitting on the bed of sorrow, make them sing the song of happiness. They are sitting on the pyre of worries, make them dance in happiness. They are disheartened, make them happy. And last, they are dead, make them relief. Eight things. These are the eight duties, and we discussed it, Ashta Siddhis. This is what you have to become, Siddhi Swarup, embodiment of success. Because this is the state of the world at present, absolutely sorrowful. And that's why Baba said in today's Murli, Baba gives Sakash to each and every child. So whatever are the father's sanskar, they are my sanskars. Whatever he is doing, I have to do. Whatever his service, that is my service. Because my every thought, my every action is going to become the law, vidhan, is going to become memorial, yadgar. This is tomorrow's Avyakta Murli. Whatever you think, whatever you do, your every thought, your every action is going to become the laws of the new world. You are responsible for creating the laws of the new world. You are the lawmaker. You are the vidhata. Vidhi vidhata. You set the laws. It's your divine parliament which is getting established now. It is the divine constitution which you are creating now. You are the pillars of that new world, that new constitution. So whatever are the father's sanskars, these are my sanskars. Baba said in today's Murli, Baba has come to recharge the battery. So if he has come to recharge the battery, I have also to recharge the souls. Because souls have got totally discharged. This is also the godly lottery. So just as he has come and he has brought lottery to me, let me also go and bring lottery, godly lottery, to all these spiritually paupers, those who are suffering from spiritual penury, spiritual poverty. That's my job. That is my task. So sanskars, now four types of sanskars Baba has described. What are father's sanskar? First, world benefactor, Vishwakalyankari. He is world benefactor. He doesn't benefit one soul. He doesn't benefit one state. He doesn't benefit one country. He doesn't benefit one family. He benefits the entire world. His interests are universal. So just as he is Vishwakalyankari, I am also world benefactor. Universal. That is his sanskar. Second, pure thoughts for others, Shubha Chintankari. He has got very pure thoughts for everyone. He doesn't think that no matter what they have done, they haven't done very good things to me. They have tried to insult, they have tried to belittle, they have tried to malign, they have tried to condemn, they have tried to cast aspersion, they have tried to insult, whatever others have done. But Father is always having pure thoughts for others. Shubha Chintankari. So first is Vishwakalyankari. Second is Shubha Chintankari. Third, good wishes. Shubha Bhavana. Good wishes for all. Let everyone benefit. sarve bhavantu sukhina, no matter what they have done. Bahujana hitaya, bahujana sukhaya. It's for the good of many, it's for the benefit of many. And pure feelings, shubha kamana. So shubha bhavana and shubha kamana. So father is Vishwakalyankari and father is shubha chintankari and father is shubha, is always having shubha bhavana and shubha kamana. So if these are his sanskars, my sanskars should also become like this. If these are his sanskars, I must try to imitate, mimic, emulate him in everything. Baba says copy. If you do copy in those exams, you get caught. Here copy is allowed. So copy these sanskars of the father. So we'll revise again. Today's blessing. May you have good wishes and pure feelings and make the father sanskar your original sanskars. So the task is to, if this is the soul and there are layers and layers of the sanskars, these are the pseudo sanskars which are not my sanskar. I am upset, I'm stepping away, or I'm thinking of others. These are not. Even now, some children have various sanskars of feeling upset, of stepping aside, of speaking and listening to others. They say of them, what can I do? These are my sanskars. The word my makes you slack in your efforts. This is a very beautiful checking point. What are the things that make me slack in my efforts? There must be some points where I become slack, careless, inattentive in my efforts. It's something that belongs to Ravan and not me. So create a mental bonfire and put all those Videshi. Start a spiritual Swadeshi movement. Spiritual Swadeshi means my own sanskars. And whatever that is Videshi, put that into bonfire and let it burn. However, whatever are the father's sanskars are the original sanskars of Brahmin. These sanskars are of being Vishwakalyankari, Shubha Chintankari, Shubha Bhavana, Shubha Kamana. So, world benefactor, having pure thoughts for all, and good wishes and pure feelings for all. So, these sanskars, these are father's sanskars and these are my sanskars. Let them mingle. Let them become one. Let there should not be dichotomy in these two sanskars. So bridge the gap. Whatever his are mine.